Hey, we made it back. This is the second show, Mark Chase 2006. This is Third Moto. Today's show, Indy. Man, I can't believe we're back.
Hey, welcome, Jerry Brown. How are you?
I'm Jerry. Yeah, and that's Rich. I'm Jerry Brown, and that's my buddy Rich Carruthers, RC. I call him Mad Dog.
Couple and, old school motocross guys.
Yeah, just doing it, you know, doing what we want to do here. We're just going to tell you today, talk about Indy. I liked Indy. What you think?
Indy Supercross, another storybook, Hollywood story about Supercross and the movie they made at the AMA with all the points and the action and a drama.
Hey, you know what the best quote was? Man, this track sucks. It's only one line to get around, man. You can't pass. Who was the only guy passing?
Yeah, that green bike. God. James.
He's the only one that had that problem.
They said he was yelling at people, waving to him in the air with his hand to tell him to get out of his way.
He's the only one doing it. What's he talking about? What's wrong with him? Oh, man. You know what? Let's go over. You got the Supercross stats, right?
I got Supercross stats okay. for the 2006 season.
What happened? Who was where?
Well, current point standings with Chad Reed in the lead, 1 point behind Ricky Carmichael. James Stewart is behind that. Not too far behind, but it's going to be tough because everybody's been practicing their podium speeches. They've all been making the podium. They've had a throwaway race. They had a points thing. They had a gas thing.
You know what? Chad. I think the story again is Chad. This guy, he says he can ride with those guys. He goes home and he does this. But you know what? Chad does not have that killer instinct. He's a nice guy. Ricky just wants to bull by you. You know, Chad needs to be angry. He needs to ride on the edge a little bit.
Well, he did it last year in Daytona, and what are we coming up to this weekend?
Okay, who was there last year?
Ricky Carmichael and Chad Reed. And guess who laid the wood to who? Who was dragging the Yamaha banners and Honda banners in their rear wheel? Ricky was. But if you look at the point standing, Chad Reed, his worst finish is a fifth. He's on the podium every race but that one. Other guys have had two big throwaway
races.
Okay,
he's on the podium, but he thinks he should be winning.
Well,
in his mind and the way he talks, he thinks he should be winning.
Well, you have to.
Yeah. Okay, he's won a Supercross championship. Now he needs to win a Supercross championship with Ricky there.
And James.
Okay, but you know what? I think he's looking past James. That might be part of the problem, too.
Well, you know he's looking past James because James has had more inconsistency.
And that's the only reason because I don't think...
James can go through the hoops and jump, but when he leans over to turn, he falls down.
And he's so sure that he can beat James that he just forgets that he's got to ride like Ricky. And you know what? I think when I was watching Stewart ride, it looks like how Wyndham would ride if Wyndham were on the edge. You know, if Wyndham was riding hard, I mean, he's so smooth. I mean, I love the way he rides. But if he was on the edge, that's how I think he would ride, a little bit like Stewart.
Speaking of Kevin Wyndham, we're going to be talking about the injured list with the Honda riders a little bit later in the show and go over some of that. But they've got a lot of other riders, too. But, yeah, I know what you're saying. But Indy was pretty incredible. Those guys all finished strong in their qualifiers.
Yep. Yeah.
And then there you go. There's.
How about our TV boy? DV. You saw it. I told you about it.
Yeah, I watched it. And you know, like I said before, I think Dave Villeman and the Buku team is going to come into their own later in the season in the TV thing. Now that it's starting to get aired, now that we're in the early part of March and they showed, what is it, Anaheim 2 just recently?
Yeah.
I think that's going to help them because every one of those guys has an ego. You know, some of them hide it better on the podium than others, but you got to have an ego. You got to be convinced you're the best or you let people beat you. Okay, so he'll come around.
How do you break away from getting help from David Bailey? Just tell me that.
Because you've been successful on your own and you don't want criticism from others.
Hey, is DB going to be the first problem child?
No, that was probably Tyler Evans.
One
punch.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
But he's the factory version of it, you know. That's cool. You know what, we got the lights here too. What you think of the lights? Let's go down the lights list. Millsaps, Gosler, Jesmond, Josh Grant, you know, I mean, Millsaps is expected to win this class because Brock, my man, Helberger, is not there.
I know, broke his foot or something like that, not ready to go. I don't think he's going to be at Daytona either. Millsaps really turned the corner from being on the factory Suzuki team and not getting along with that whole program and getting into this Honda thing. And All of a sudden, he's coming into his own. It's nice to see Brandon Jessamine do good too.
Yeah, he went through a lot.
Was a champ a couple years ago. Went through some problems, yeah. And now he's got an opportunity. He's really shining. That's
his
great.
His dad is Carmichael's mechanic, right? Is it Jessamine, or am I thinking of who am I thinking of?
Gosler.
Okay, yeah. That's what I'm thinking. I get those guys' names mixed up because they look so they're so long. But you know, anyway, that's another story. And how about that nice crash? Oh.
Yeah, that looked like you could cut somebody in half with that one. When you fall down and there's a guy behind you in the air and he's got the helmet cam on and he gets to dice and slice you.
And he bent his shifter on him, too.
Yeah,
He won his qualifier. So, I mean, you know, that's that.
Those guys were playing cat and mouse in the lights class. They'd pass each other. They'd stop. They'd hold the guy up high in the turn at the brakes and stuff. I'm like, come on, guys.
Make your move and get the heck out of there.
Hey, if you got to bust the guy's butt to make the move and you pass him, move on. Don't look back.
Right. You know, just get it out of the way. I mean, you know what? What are these guys going to do when they get over in the West, when the West and the East get together? And these guys have taken themselves out because...
That's going to be a classic battle in the lights class because you've got Andrew Short... That had an injury and set himself back, but he's been really dominant.
And then you've got
Millsaps in the East, so they're going to really throw down in Las Vegas.
Andrew Short, did the light bulb go out with him? I mean, the light bulb just went off with this guy. All of a sudden, you know, I mean, he was always expected to be good, but you know what? The outdoor, he just did the job. And I mean,
well, he said he rededicated his focus. Yeah. He got more focused and, you know.
So he got a little angrier, too.
He put his heart in it.
Yeah.
That's what he did.
You know,
so
I liked him. Hey, again, this is Third Moto, and you know what? I'm going to give out the right information this week because I think I gave out some erroneous information about our website. So our email, if you want to get hold of us, is thirdmoto@yahoo.com, and that's the word thirdmoto@yahoo.com, or at the blog, at Third Moto blog, or, you know, you can download us if you want, or if you don't want, don't click, but, you know, we hope you will. So
blog, you know what that stands for?
No. Tell me. Mr. Technical not helping me with none of this stuff.
I don't know.
Yeah. Mr. Technical not... Okay.
No.
Yeah, okay. But anyway, back to the 125s.
No, they don't call it that, you old...
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Back to the Supercross lights. I'm sure a lot of people are going to email me about that and break me that habit, but you know what? That's okay. I don't care. I'll call them when I want to call
them. There's no two smokes in the lights class anymore.
Okay. All right. I got it now. But anyway... The Supercross lights, I think when they all get together, they're better. Something about dividing them up, the East and West this year, kind of took the salt out of what the outdoor was, because they were really mixing up an outdoor.
Well, yeah, but their reasoning with the lights class, having the East and West division, is to not make it as premier of a class.
I'm going to go out and say it. I don't like it. I didn't like it when it happened. I'm like, why are they doing it like that?
Well, maybe they need to reevaluate that because now they have two Stepping Stones series. They've got the Buku Arena Cross series and the AMA Arena Cross series. So use those as stepping stones, your farm league or whatever you call it, like in ball.
I didn't like that East breaking it up. Because I want to see all those guys all the time. Just like the Super... Those guys, to me, in the Supercross lights, are just like the guys in the Supercross. These are the fastest 250 guys out there. You got to be fastest to make that class. So, you know, treat it as so. And East, I think, West?
But when you look at it this way, too, if you merge East and West in a lights class, what
I'm an
would
old
happen
guy.
Is
I don't care.
You'd lose some of those guys because there's not enough to go around. Those guys wouldn't make it through all the night qualifiers.
Well, you know, I just don't like it. But, you know, anyway, we're going to talk about Daytona and, you know, preview Daytona a little bit later. But back to the 250s, what did you think about, Nick Way.
250s. Oh, you mean the Supercross class?
Supercross class.
Oh, yeah.
Nick Way. I think I said it last show.
There's only
Nick
one
Way.
250 there now, Jerry.
Okay,
and that would be who? That would be Mike Brown went back to the bike.
Give me
with
my
big
Nick
fat
Way.
Pipe.
Give me my Nick Way props. In second place there.
Yeah, well, he didn't finish second, but he was on TV for a while.
He should be doing the Buku show.
Yeah, maybe so.
You know?
Maybe so.
He's got the same bike Billerman has.
Nick Way, he's on the Unbound Energy team with a Honda, number 27, but with white plastic.
I like that white plastic, too.
Yeah,
I like that white plastic. Thanks for throwing it down to me.
He's from the Michigan Mafia, too.
Yeah,
you know that?
I know. He's a local guy, man.
He's a hardcore moto guy.
Yeah, we count those guys in Michigan as local guys.
Yeah, I like seeing them do good.
Go up there. You know, I went up there one time, and I never went back because, man, those guys are fast in Michigan. They are fast.
Yeah, the first time I went over there and raced on a new bike, they lapped me. So I had to go back and redeem myself a few times, but and see, I did. So that was
my Nick.
Cool.
My Nick Way, you know, Nick Way, you know, he second place there, pushing Ricky there for a while. Did you see the move that Stewart put on Reed when he passed him?
Yeah, he just kind of passed him.
No. He laid it out, man. He scrubbed. He scrubbed it off. You gotta look. I rewound it like 4 or 5 times. He just scrubbed it off. I mean, he looked like he was passing. You know, I mean, that was almost embarrassing getting passed like that. I mean, when you go back, rewind the tape, go back and look at it. He just scrubbed it off as he went past.
Well, you know, there's a lot of strategy in the middle of the season too.
Oh, what strategy?
You know?
Don't give me strategy.
Not defending anybody, but strategy. That's right. Because if Chad Reed let James Stewart beat him at every race by one position, He wouldn't pass him in points. Now, that's a smart champion when you think beyond that event for the whole series. And look what happens every year. Carmichael breaks out to an early lead, and then he cruises and plays it safe, and Chad Reed lays the wood to him, and everybody says, oh, Ricky Carmichael lost his sparkle. No, he didn't.
He didn't.
He's got his eye on the prize.
But see, Reed is looking past Bubba. Reed thinks he should be beating Stewart. He'll finish
better in this series than Bubba. No, whoops. See, you got me doing it. You talk about two strokes. You talk about 125s. Okay. You got me calling Bubba. It's not Bubba. It's James.
It's James. Okay.
But back up for a second. Chad Reed's still in the points lead, and James isn't.
He's there by luck. I'm sorry. I said it. He's there by a little bit of luck.
You got to put yourself
in
the right spot.
He's there by 4 bad starts by Stewart.
Oh, well.
You know, but see, he thinks he should be winning.
Oh, well.
That doesn't, second or third doesn't mean anything to him.
I'd rather do. Beat somebody every so often really bad and not finish well in the other motos and finish behind him in the series. No, wait. Or take the title. Because you'd take the title, but you'd still hate yourself for not being unbeatable.
Yeah, but Chad.
It'll all drive you crazy.
Yeah, Chad is not one of those guys. He thinks he should be beating Stewart and have no problem with Carmichael. This is third moto. You know, hey, if you like us once again, you know, give us a holler. We're gonna have an email session here later on. Wait until you hear it.
Oh boy, that sounds like trouble to me. That's like crank call or something like that.
Yeah, wait until you hear it. Wait, it's gonna be a great email session for our first session. You're gonna like that, you know. Hey, so when are you gonna start racing? You know, we want to do the show. So when are you,
me?
Yeah, this is March.
When it's warmer and drier, because I'm old and I don't feel like
Byron's open
stuff.
This weekend.
My wife will get mad if I stain my gear.
Byron's open this weekend.
Yeah, it was open last weekend too.
Well, okay, but we gotta get you out there.
I got a birthday party for a 10-year-old this weekend.
Okay, I'll let you slide on that.
I've been training though.
You've been training?
10 miles on a mountain bike today in the rain.
Okay, well, we're going to expect good results out of you.
8 miles Sunday.
Your results
in the snow.
Are going to accord with our show.
Blah, blah, blah.
If the show goes up, you better ride hard.
Oh,
you better ride hard. Okay, hey, you can email us at thirdmoto@yahoo.com or go to the blog. This is Third Moto. I'm Jerry Brown and
Rich Crothers here. A recap on Indianapolis Supercross last weekend. And Ricky Carmichael took the win. James Stewart went down in the first turn, was dead last, kept the motor running, worked his way all the way up to second place. Unbelievable ride. Unbelievable. Chad Reed was third. And he salvages points, but, you know, probably no pride in where he finished. Ricky Carmichael won, but he knew James Stewart came from behind, too. So he was happy he won. He couldn't prove to everybody that he had to throw down to James. So that's Daytona this weekend.
Again, this is great. This is great racing. It's better than seeing Carmichael get out there. How many years did we go with Carmichael get out there and just run away with it?
Well, before him, it was McGrath before him, and then it was Johnson or Bailey.
They give us a reason to talk now. I mean, this is great. You know what? And the more the other guys come up, speaking of Daytona, Wyndham's going to be back.
Is he going to be back for Daytona?
That's what I've been looking at on the net. I've been seeing it on the web. They said he's going to be back, so, you know.
They've been talking about TP199 race in Daytona, but I don't know if he's going to because he falls down every time he touches a throttle.
I checked the web today. He didn't get too far in the race. He got crashed into and his radar were out.
First turn, GNCC race.
Yeah.
That's his M.O.
You know, I like that guy, but what's he trying to do? I mean, okay, is he trying to do it?
He's trying to be out there in a two-world world because he still has that Thor sponsorship through Parts Unlimited.
See, Jeff Ward is the guy who should be carrying the torch that Travis Pastrana thinks he's carrying.
Yeah.
Jeff Ward has won at everything.
He's a survivor, and yeah, didn't he lead the Indy 500 at one time?
He finished second, I think. He finished second.
Yeah, I don't know
second
where he finished, but I know during pit stops he was in the lead at one time.
Yeah, so, I mean, Jeff Ward in motocross. I was so happy to see that. I was like, oh, there's one of our guys. Look at him go. And he won and everything. Now he's winning a supermoto.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to have some guests on. We're gonna try to get some guests on. We got some things we're working out because, you know, we both didn't think this was going to really get this far, but, you know, this has been kind of a fun ride. So, you know, we're going to go and see what we can do with this and bring you some more motocross love and get some of these guests in here. Who, you know, we're not going to tell you who we're going to get, but, you know, we'll see. And we're going to throw some pictures up on the blog. I got some beautiful pictures of RC and Ken Howerton, Daytona. So we got a special kind of like...
And Jerry Brown.
I look good in my Scott boots.
Well, you spend a lot of time in front of the mirror. That's cool.
Yeah, well, you know what? I was the best looking guy in the back of the pack. So, you know, that's all right. And that was Mick Boris, too.
Dude, you got some trophies. Give yourself some props.
I got a couple, but you know what? Beating my friends was just probably, you know, the best thing that you can do out there at our level.
As long as there's somebody you beat, it's a good day, right?
You can go home and just... Talk crap. Talk
Last
crap
year,
for
I
the
took
week.
All my crappy trophies that I won, and at the end of the year, I unscrewed the rider off the top of them, and I used them for Christmas tree ornaments.
Yeah, but wait, hey, I seen your trophies. I better weigh the damn tree down.
They're all plastic nowadays, man.
Well, yeah, nowadays plastic.
You know, you can put a trophy nowadays that you win on a table, and 3 months later, come back and you go to pick it up, and it's all unscrewed.
Everybody wants money now.
No, it's unscrewed. It's real loose.
Oh, real loose.
I can't. I don't know why. Yeah. I was gonna take all my trophies one time and unbolt them, and then bolt them together and make one giant, like tall trophy. Because I never won one of those amateur national trophies that's like 8 feet tall. You know.
You should try to get in the amateur nationals this year.
No.
Oh, okay.
I looked at that. You got to take a week off in August to go to Loretta Lynn's if you qualified through all the qualifiers, the district and regional ones. So you got to take a week off. You ride practice one day, one moto one day, 2 days later another moto. And, okay, so I ride the vet class now. Who's going to show up? Somebody like Jeff Emmett?
Hey, man.
Oh, I couldn't beat him when I was good.
Can you imagine going up the line every year and seeing Jeff Emmett there? It's like, come on,
I think I'd stuff a dirt clod in his tailpipe when he's not looking, let the air out of his back tire.
And you know why he does it? So he doesn't have to pay the insurance back.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well,
you know,
it is what it is. Let's get back to today. Okay. That's the Indy Supercross last weekend. Carmichael, Stewart, Reed, and in that order. It was really good watching Stewart mow through the pack like he did. I mean, in dominant fashion.
Yeah.
Now, okay.
See the cardboard showing?
But we still don't know, do we? We don't know.
No.
We want Ricky and Stewart to come out of the first turn, first and second.
Daytona presents its own problems, too, with being kind of indoor-outdoor.
Indoor-outdoor, and somebody else is building the track this year. There's a whole bunch of hubbub that I'm not going to go into.
I heard Dirtworks, but you know what?
There's some hubbub going on there that I don't know enough news about to even comment on, but new track designer. So we'll see, and who knows what the weather is going to be like, because that's a rain or shine race.
And that's a race everybody wants to win.
That's a man's supercross. Yeah. That's a nasty track.
Yeah. Wait till you see these pictures we got.
Who knows? I don't know what Dirtworks has got in mind for the track.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. I mean, that's going to throw kind of a wrench into it. But you know what? I can see the track being harder, but the only person that, if the track is harder, it's only going to favor Ricky.
The hardcore guys.
Yeah. You know.
Well, and James and Chad. Yeah. Those guys are the cream of the crop.
I don't think Chad... he likes the technical stuff, but you know what? He hasn't beaten Carmichael on the technical stuff.
He likes the technical stuff when it's a track where you don't get dirty. It's indoors.
Yeah,
he is a supercross guy.
Yeah,
he's not an outdoors guy. But you know, moving forward beyond that, the following week then is another supercross in Florida at Orlando. So you've got two Florida supercross tracks, and all three of those guys live in Florida now too.
They're home, so it's a home race for those
guys.
Not
a big travel for them. A little bit different of a program.
I'm sure these guys will go to their backyards and change the dirt around on their tracks.
Right.
Re-engineer
their track and the dirt composition and the lighting so it's just like the track they're racing at.
Yeah.
The privateers should be that lucky, huh?
Uh-huh. How about going out in the morning and there's a big bulldozer in your backyard where you used to ride and you can't ride there anymore because they're going to build a building. Yeah, thanks a lot. Okay.
Yeah, well.
Now they got their own private tracks. You know, I was watching Speed Channel and I saw... this thing that's going on in California where, you know, these guys are going to have to probably, hopefully not, pay, you know, absorbent amounts to ride on their own land, even if you get a couple acres. I mean,
it's going on like that everywhere.
Yeah, and Michigan's got their own thing going on. You know, we'll get into some of those things. We just, you know, want to touch on them, and we got to do some research. We kind of didn't think this was going to, you know, go, but yeah, hey, you know, why not? And again, this is Third Moto. Email us at thirdmoto@yahoo.com, or, you know, we got some sweet pictures going to be up. Hopefully I can get those up tomorrow. Got RC on the nice water-cooled 250 with the speedometer and tachometer, which were the... What were those things on there? Was it the speedometer?
What was Yamaha's claim to fame of that?
I didn't have a factory bike like you back then. So you tell us what those were.
No, that was a production bike, but it looked like a speedometer and tachometer. It had those great big bladders, and it was an air suspension thing. And that bike was a tank.
Oh, wait till you see this picture coming over a jump in his nice, tight black leathers.
Oh, stop it. They were orange.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, orange. Wearing the 101 before 101 was 101.
Yeah, back when training was a little bit of jogging and riding your bike once a week if you were lucky, and that was about it. Now I know guys with their own practice track and four or five bikes and practice bikes and homeschooled and
that's
mechanics and all that, you know. So
I went on the web and I was just checking out that riding complex they have out in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Those are the days. But looking forward to, you said, like the Daytona. Go out on a limb and, you know, let's go out on a limb and see what do you think's going to happen at Daytona. I mean, anything can happen. So, I mean, we could throw anything out there and it could happen. This is the type of year it's been.
All right. So what's going to happen? There's two scenarios here. There's the one where the Hollywood story writers would write it, which would be, let's see, James Stewart winning. And Chad and Ricky not doing very well and tightening the points up again.
Yeah.
Okay. That would be the story writer's one.
Stewart needs a win.
What's going to happen there? Well, yeah, Stewart's got a little bit of calm in him and more maturity this year, but he's had a couple flashes of just, oops, my front end washed out again kind of thing.
Yeah.
Chad's been steady Eddie. Is he going to turn it up at Daytona? He might. He did last year.
Well, why do we keep asking? We ask that every week if he's going to turn it up. You know, Chad, turn it up. You can do it. Fall a couple times.
It's Daytona. That's when he turns it up.
Hey, fall out in front. You get far enough out in front, you can fall. You know?
Yeah, well.
Well, you know, I think the Daytona's going to throw a curve. And, well, you know what? These guys, they get the diagram of the track the week before. And then they go out in their backyards and they build them. So
they bust it out. And when they go out for practice, it's not like learning the track, is it?
What do they do when they go out to practice? I mean, I hear that some of these guys say, yeah, I or Chad, you know, I got to go work on some things. What are you going to work on? At this level, what do these guys work on?
Yeah, but you can never be completely satisfied with your results, or you will become complacent and get beat.
Yeah, but what do they work on to beat? What would you work on to beat Carmichael? What has everybody been trying to work on to beat Carmichael?
Well, you know what they all talk about now. Their heart, their determination, and their fitness.
Okay, I think they need to work on the heart more.
Well,
Ricky's got a lot of heart, man. He's got, and you know, you just watch it, you see it. And I think Chad's got heart, but you know,
when Ricky's backed against the corner, he looks like Bob Hanna's riding because his feet aren't hooked to the bike, and he's just dragging along in it, and he clears those tough blocks off the side of the track and just keeps going.
Oh, you know what we didn't talk about? You know, how about the gas thing? Let's talk about that for a second. The fuel thing. Those guys were a little bit... Well, Stewart didn't say anything. He chose to go take the high road.
No, but you know, the Kawasaki team manager took the AMA rule book at Indy, tore it in pieces, and set it on the hospitality table. Then he told the media, he said, that's what I think of that rule book. I guess the rules don't mean anything.
Yeah, they should have just let it go. They should have taken the 25 points from them, you know, and let it... It's not that they were trying to help him, but I mean, you did it for Reed, you did it for Carmichael. I mean, you did it for Reed, you did it for Stewart. I mean, let it go. I mean,
yeah. Well, they screwed up. They should have changed that rule a long time ago and made it something more reasonable than it is.
They charged them $20,000.
Yeah. So what?
I mean, you know, they should have left it as it was. And you know what? I don't blame them. I would have been mad too. Wait a minute. What's going on here? You took mine.
And everybody thought the other two with James and Chad, they were cheaters or something like that.
Right. And nobody's saying those guys are cheaters. These guys...
But back then they did. Back then they did.
And you know what? I don't think... And that's because those guys were coming out. Ricky has won enough to where you think, you know, he's cheating. That's the last thing you need. First of all, the guy rides too hard to cheat. You know?
Yeah, but that's like saying Michael Schumacher puts the gas in his own Ferrari Formula One tank.
Yeah. Well,
they don't.
No,
they don't.
They don't.
They show up. People probably even carry their helmet to the line.
Yeah. Man, I can't wait for this weekend. I'm just going to sit on that couch.
It's Friday night.
Watch Supercross, outdoor, indoor. Man, I can't wait.
Throw it down. The season's past the halfway point now, so everybody's got to start making their moves. They feel everybody out. They know where they're at in points. They know what the other races are, their strategies, their weaknesses and strengths.
And you know what? This is a good race weekend. I'm going to be tired, but you know what? It's a good race weekend. We got a lot going on. We got the Supercross race. And, man.
Daytona road races, the 200.
Yeah.
All whatever they call them, super bike and super sport races are going on. The short track races, enduro and GNC races.
VCR is going to be on working.
We got a couple racers that are going to be down there trying to make it into the show. Motocross, and then we got a couple ATV racers that are going to be down there competing in the GNC race, too.
Well, who is it?
So, man? We got Kevin Marquardt down there. He's the 2006 AMA Toyota Arena Cross Rookie of the Year.
Wow.
On Suzuki.
Nice.
We got Derek Whitney down there trying to make the Supercross program. And we got Steve Runkle on the new LTR 450 Suzuki trying to make the GNC program, too.
Nice. So, well, hey, good luck to those guys.
And we got a couple kids at Lake Whitney's. That's this weekend, too, that are going to be racing amateur nationals there, too.
Wow. Amateur nationals. What did we have back in our day? We have nationals?
Yeah, they had an amateur national. They didn't have it at Loretta Lynn's. They had it at a different track every year.
Yeah, you didn't know what hell. You're like, okay, where's it going to be this year? How does somebody get to know me, man? I'm fast, but, you know,
it's huge now. They had the factories there back when I was racing because I made it one time, and it was at Millville.
They've done a nice job with it. You know,
it's way big.
Wouldn't that be nice to do a show from there?
Can you imagine being 9 years old and doing endorsements? Hello.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, maybe.
Guess what I'm going to do when I get 16?
Yeah. That 50 class, those kids, they get treated like factory riders, for every Supercross race. How about that?
That'll make kids weird. They'll be in a Betty Ford clinic before they get their driver's license.
They bought those kids. I mean, if they'd have done that to us back in the day, we already did it. We did it ourselves, but if somebody treated us like factory riders just for like a day.
That's a lot of pressure.
Hey, well, you know what? They put pressure on kids now. You know, they see dollar signs in kids, but you know what?
Yeah.
It's all about motocross here. This is third moto, and you know what? This show, you know, we're going to do these shows like a moto. We're just going to throw it down. We're going to come in here, get to the gate, throw it down, and however it comes out, that's however it comes out, you know? And that's what we did when we were riding, and, you know, we said, what the heck? Let's do it. Let's just do it like that now, because, you know, it's more fun that way. You just get in there, throw it down, and whatever it is, it is. If you have to catch up that day, you have to catch up that day. If not, you know, hey, if you have good days, you have bad days.
That's right. Make the best of it. Ride the track. Don't ride the competitors.
You know what? Did you see what happened to Fonzie?
Yeah, Ernesto Fonseca. That's something I want to touch base on this show, too. Just happened the other day, which I believe was yesterday, which was Tuesday, March 7th. Test track injury. I don't want to go into details of the mechanics of the injury, but everybody had them in their thoughts and prayers, and it made me think back of last Saturday night. They did the big celebration at Indy for Mike LaRocco, who announced his retirement, went out and practiced, broke his arm. Not only did he break his arm, he went to the hospital, came back, and watched his son race the KTM Stars race. Ryder. Yeah. His name's Ryder. That's his
what
name.
What else? What else?
Number five. And Kevin Windham, broken arm, so we got three injured on the Honda list.
I can't wait to see Kevin back.
He's supposed to be back at Daytona, and it made me do a little bit of quick work, too, because there's Travis Preston and Jeremy McGrath on the Honda team, Andrew Short and Davey Millsaps in lights. Honda, now look at this. This was a factory, guys, with satellite support, Moto Triple X, Tim Ferry, Kyle Lewis, Justin Lansu, Josh Sumney, Buku team, Dave Villeman, Unbound Energy, Nick Way, Sobey Samsung team, Josh Grant, Tommy Hand, Billy Leninovich, Joachim Rodriguez, and Jake Weimer.
You know what they did? They divided all the money up that they were going to give to Ricky and just gave it to all those guys.
Well, they gave him bikes, I think, in some parts.
Yeah, they gave
him
bikes. Still, all that money would have come up to be what Ricky did. So, you know what? This has been a good show. I've enjoyed it again, Rich.
And Jerry, thanks a lot. Another Third Moto show. Get ready for Daytona Orlando Supercross coming at you with Third Moto.
Sit on the couch. Check out Daytona this weekend, man. That's all I'm going to do.
Thanks for tuning in.
Hey, later. That's Third Moto, man. We're out.
following is a Third Moto production in association with $1 Million Music and Dark Urban Symphony Entertainment.